Yuma, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vov. We're continuing our discussion of how many Kahanim you need for the standard Hakrov of different Kabbarnas. We started this in Mishnah Hay. Lefi the Cheshbon of how they divided up the different parts of the Korban Tomid, the Avoida of the Hakrovas HaKorban Tomid, from the Hakrovas Eivorim. So there's Tomid with different Hoysophis, how many Kabbarnas you need, how many Kahanim you need for the Korban. Here the Mishnah adds, what's going to be? That was by a Korban Tomid, which was brought from a Keves. What about an Ayil? Ayil Korav Ba'chad Osor. How do you cheshbon at 11 if the regular Keves of the Korban Tomid was 9? The answer is, Habosor Ba'chamisho. The Hakrova of the Bosor was Ba'chamisho. Hakrovayim v'hasolus v'ayayin b'shnayim shnayim. Each one took an extra koyin. Why? Because the nesochim of an ayil are heavier and bigger of a keves. And really, you need two kehanim to carry them. So the solus and yayin took an extra koyin, and the krovayim, that chelik of the behemah, was also heavier and bigger. It also needed two kehanim. So that's the extra two. Mishnah Zayin, Par Korav V'esim V'abo, from Ayil to Par, there's a huge jump. Harosh V'Regel, Harosh Be'echot, much bigger, much heavier. V'Regel B'Shnayim, it's that heavy that it needs two. Ho'ikitz V'Regel, Ho'ikitz B'Shnayim, V'Regel B'Shnayim, so you're adding that many more Kehanim. Hechoza V'Agero, again, the Regel, the Ho'ikitz is the hind part with the seat of the tail. Haregel b'shnayim, the regel, we're talking about the back foot. Hachoze is the chest. Hagero is also the neck. Hachoze b'echod v'hagero b'shloisho. That heavy needs more. Shtei odayim b'shnayim. Shtei tfanois, the flanks, the sides, b'shnayim. Hakrovayim, much heavier. V'aselus v'yayim b'shloisho shloisho. V'amed v'armamurim b'kabonis tzibur. Everything we've been talking about till now is only the Korban Tomid, with the Musafim that are brought from Elim Uparim. Aval b'Korban Yochid, im rotzo lahakriv makriv. If the Baal HaKorban wants to choose which Korban should be the one, the pious and all the schusim and how many kanim you need to carry is all based on a seder, a protocol of the Krovas Korbanas Hatzibur. But a Korban Yochid, the way the Mepharshim have it, the Baal HaKorban could choose the same way he could give out the Bosa to whomsoever. So he could give out to the Avoida, to any coin which is shaykh to that base of that Mishmar that was serving that day. Lemais, if he had no preference, which is probably very often the case, so they made it pious and somebody was in it. But that was arbitrary. It wasn't the payosim that were the beginning of the day. L'maisa, what we just said, shteit in the Rav, based on Rashi. L'maisa, the other Mepharshim, Luch Tesis Yonta brings it, it's also in the Mechas Chinuch, in Mitzvah Kuf Tes Vov, has a whole discussion that it could very well be, they prove from Rishonim, that Betzim, there's no Seder, not of a pious, and not of the Baal HaKorban, choosing who should be the Koyin that's Makriv, that's Makdir, the Chalokim Al Gabe Mizbeach. Any coin that Zocha could be Zocha, and Betzim could be Zocha in the whole Behemoth. The Masha'enken over here is that by Korbonus Tzibur, it could be one coin being Zocha in all the Chalokim of the Hakrova, and he could do all the Chalokim. The Rambam Pirushim Mishnah sounds a little bit different. The Rambam sounds like there's no Kpeda on the amount of Kehanim necessary for the Hakrova. Korban Yochid, you don't need the Seder of that many Kehanim, the Tisha, the Chadasa, etc. But Lamaisa, he holds that it's also Alpi Pious. That means that there's also a Seder Alpi Pious, because that's the only way to give out the Kibudim, the Schusim of the Avoida. But there's no Kpeda on how many Kehanim. And that's the Chiluk that's Mavur over here in the Mishnah. The Mishnah finishes off, Hef Sheiton v'nituchon shal elu ve'elu shoven. The Hef Sheiton v'nituchon is taking off the skin and cutting up the pieces to be ready for Hakrova. That, there's a few different nekudas that the Mepharshim bring. One is that both of them are not really dinim that are unique to Kehanim. Zorim or Kosher, Vehefsha finituach as well on the floor of the Azor. That's one. There was a special place for it. But that Avodah Be'etzim is not part of the Seder HaKrov, it's kosher bizarre. That's one. The second Nekuda is that the Hefshet v'nituach, Hefshet is very straightforward, you have to take off the skin, but Nituach, how many pieces do you cut it up? So there's a din that's learnt out, and it's in the sugis over here, that's also to cut up a piece of Oilas Tzibur into very small pieces. It has to be put Evorim, Evorim. We had this earlier. The same thing is true, we had it also in Masech HaShkolim, that when you find an Aver on the floor of the Beis HaMikdash, so you'll know that it came, from which carbon it came, based on the fact that we don't cut it up into small pieces. Now, the carbon yod, the chiddush over here is that a carbon yod also has that din. There would be a havamin that only carbon tzibur, there's a protocol, there's a seder, how it's all cropped. So over there, the Evarim have to be with a certain seder, this many kahanim, this is the size of the Evarim. Carbon yochid, maybe not. Maybe cut it up into small pieces. Be mechaber 1,000 kahanim. Kamash malon, that elu ve'elu shovin, that they both have the din not to be cut into chatichas chatichas, they have to be cut evarim evarim.